Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, September 29th, 2025, and we have a great mix of education headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
State roundup. State revenue estimates down slightly. Van Hollen calls threat of Fed-guffed firings mafia-style blackmail. Advocates call for answers in teen death while under DHS care. A key fiscal panel revised its revenue estimates downward slightly for the current fiscal year, expecting revenues to be less than 0.1% lower than the March forecast. The state's financial footing update wasn't dire, with revenues slightly behind expectations for the current budget year, but expected to grow for next year. Baltimore police are investigating the death of a 16-year-old girl in the custody of the Maryland Department of Human Services found dead at a hotel. Trump threatens mass firings of federal employees in a government shutdown, prompting Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen to call it mafia-style blackmail. A Severna Park food service manager enters the 2026 Anne Arundel County executive race, aiming to increase school safety and support first responders. The planned $1 billion Sparrows Point container ship terminal at Trade Point Atlantic nears final federal permit approval, with concerns about dredging lingering. Baltimore County Public Schools cut over 400 positions last school year, but specifics are vague. The state's handgun roster board approved 49 of 64 guns for sale or acquisition, sparking debate over Second Amendment rights. Definitions for reckless, negligent, and aggressive driving in Maryland are expanding next week, along with penalties. A report calls for at least $92.8 million in interim cleanup steps at the Purdue Agribusiness Salisbury facility. An Annapolis hand count primary audit found no mistakes in the official vote count.
Further developments in the work of the Office of Count Jonathan David Nelson. The Office of Count Jonathan David Nelson of Aquitaine confirms that the Center for Education and Diplomacy in Avignon has entered its next phase of formal legal structuring. Working with legal counsel, Count Jonathan David Nelson is guiding the center towards a self-funded governance model independent of political influence. This legal process ensures transparency, stability, and compliance with international standards, reinforcing the center's credibility. Under sovereign authority, the Republic of Aquitaine functions as a sovereign non-state entity rooted in historical foundations. The center's mission focuses on education, diplomacy, and humanitarian service, positioning it as a European institution with international reach. Legal structuring provides stability, transparency, independence, and authority, ensuring the center's continuity and expansion. Count Jonathan emphasizes the center's commitment to enduring principles and practices, advancing steadily and lawfully. Looking ahead, the center is preparing for initiatives such as forums on international law, colloquia on intercultural education, and roundtables on humanitarian service. Mentorship, not just modules. Why boot camps are the UK's shortcut to economic mobility. The UK's tech sector is facing a talent shortage, with reports indicating that by 2025, over 80% of businesses will struggle to find skilled workers. Traditional education is not keeping up with industry demands, leaving graduates unprepared for the workforce. To address this, mentor-led boot camps like those offered by Hyperion Dev are providing a direct pathway to employment. These boot camps offer hands-on training, career coaching, and real-world context, resulting in 88% of graduates securing jobs within 6 months. Employers praise the productivity of boot camp graduates, highlighting the value of these outcomes-verified programs in closing the skills gap and strengthening the economy. With a focus on mentorship, accountability, and measurable results, boot camps are proving to be a strategic investment in the UK's workforce and economic future.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.